morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to seek the answer to the question, who or what is restraining the revealing of the lawless one, referencing 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6. At the 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the Epistle to the Galatians, and today's teaching is from chapter 4, and it is titled, The Man and His Certainty. At the Wednesday evening service, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series titled, Marriage Works, speaking Wednesday on falling in love for all the right reasons. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and next Sunday, and activities scheduled for this coming week. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good, tossing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is wonderful. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let us begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Let's continue our worship with hymn number 186, The Church's One Foundation.
Thank you.
you please stand now as we sing hymn number 460, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Together, seek the Lord. Heavenly Father, we read in the beautiful book of Psalms those expressing words of David, and you have put a new vein in my heart, and therefore I have a song of praise for you. Many of us here in the auditorium today at Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California, can say with an open mind, you have put a new song in our heart. And in spite of circumstances, in spite of the troubles that we go through life and the infirmities, as we learn in Sunday school today, we can say that we rest upon you because you have put a new sun in our heart. We have a new vision. We have a new peace of mind, knowing that our Lord is for us and is ahead of us. And sometimes they tested us like he did to the disciples on the Lake of Galilee. But you always wake up at the right moment, at the right time, and give us that hand that bring us at peace with you and with others. Thank you, Father. As a church body, we lift up our song of praise because you sustain us and you enable us to do the work that you assign us to do, to teach the Word of God to hundreds and thousands of people locally, in the neighborhood, and across the world. And so, Father, we are thankful for the ministry you have given us here at Bethel, locally, for many families who are nearby the church and those who are far away from the church. We are thankful that we can be a source of ministry and service and giving them a spiritual food so that their life, their real being, becomes strong. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to broadcast over the radio and hundreds of people across that 80 a.m. dial listen to our broadcast to encourage themselves. And many of them are in hospitals. And I learned now that there is a jail that broadcasts our programming in here in Soledad. And we thank you, Father. And Father, we are thankful for the CD and tape ministry and for the hands that prepare it and labor and put things together so the others can get it in their homes. We are thankful that the internet reaches the world, and from time to time we are aware of letters that comes across because of people who have listened to our broadcast. Thank you, Lord, that Acts 1:8 is a reality for Bethel Baptist Church. Thank you, Father. As a church body, Lord, we are thankful that we gather together every Sunday, every Wednesday, and we together minister to each other and learn from you. We pray for those that cannot be here this morning because they are sick. We pray for those who are mentally with problems, spiritual difficulties, and they withdraw from the fellowship in the wrong way, but they withdraw. And Lord, with patience, help us to reach them and to encourage them to look again to the fountain of life, Jesus Christ himself. We are grateful for the missionaries and for the work they do on our behalf. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño, Martha Varetti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diana Avila, and we are looking forward to visit with the missionary soon, Father, as he comes back to America. And South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. These are people who are in our care. These are people who, in different types of ministries, they bring the word to people, and we are thankful. We are grateful, Father, for the opportunity to open the doors of this building. And if one day you open the door of a new building, which I believe will be soon, then, again, we're going to be careful that whatever we do in that building will be praising you and teaching about you and encourage people about you. Father, we are not a social ministry. We are not a social enterprise. We are a church of the living God where the Spirit of God lives. And we pray that the Spirit of God may reach the hearts of people so that they can be encouraged and lift up and have hope for tomorrow, because this world do not have hope. Lord, we read the newspapers, we listen radio, we watch the television, and everything is gloom, included with a new president. But Father, this is typical of the world. Because see, our hope is not in this world, it's in our heaven to come. And so Father, as Christians, we leave here giving testimony of the peace of mind and the peace of heart that we have because of Jesus. And as today we sit down to learn again, and at this month, we look forward to learn some basic principles to review what we have learned years ago, just to refresh our mind and to be faithful to you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to do so. And Lord, we need provision, and everybody is being hurt because of the economy. We are okay because your people love you and they are faithful. And that's the key. When we are faithful to you, you supply exactly what we need. We learn that we have to be very careful in our expenses, but also we learn that you are gracious to us and your people are good. And I thank you for the people of Bethel and for the friends who are over the internet, who send donations beyond expectation because they love you. So bless the giver. And bless the offering in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated, please.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to 1 Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1239. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for having saved us from condemnation and judgment and called us to yourself because of the works, the mighty works of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the doctrinal unity we enjoy, which is completely based on Scripture. We thank you that we are unified in the truth of your holy word. Strengthen us to apply that word to everything we say or do. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with your guidance and wisdom as he brings the great truths from the Scriptures which you would have us hear today. Bless us also with understanding, and those also who listen on the radio and internet and tape and CD. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?